This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and we're talking about refrigeration. So Gwyneth lives on a farm in a isolated area in Australia. She has a solar system, and she's off-grid. And so I guess the question is, how does she use this recreational vehicle refrigerator slash freezer that she has? Now, in the United States, those kinds of units are typically selectable. You can run them on alternating current, which would be 120 volts, 125 volts. Or you could switch it to 12 volts, which would be the RV's battery or the camper's 12-volt lead-acid battery, or propane. And you could select one of those. In Australia, it's either 220 volts, 240 volts. Or propane. And then the question is, how much propane do you use versus how many watts of electricity would you use? Now, these are ammonia evaporative type refrigeration systems. There's no moving parts other than the refrigerant traveling from liquid to gas and back and forth. Well, these units need a heat source. So instead of a compressor, they have a heat source that gets the gas moving through the system to create the cold part of the inside of the refrigerator. They will use a small one, a small unit, a small refrigerator freezer, would use between 1 and 1.5 pounds of propane a day. So one of those small barbecue propane tanks that you all have seen, if you have a backyard propane grill, that tank is a 20-pound propane tank. So at the consumption of 1 to 1.5 pounds a day, if you have a small one, small refrigerator, about a pound a day. A larger one of those RV refrigerators, about 1.5 pounds a day. So you would get about somewhere between 13 and 20 days of runtime on a propane cylinder or one of those propane 20-pound tanks. So that's the burn rate, if you will. Now, to use electricity, I don't know. I don't know how many amps that unit would take. But I have a feeling that if you had a larger propane cylinder, something, or propane tank, something like 100 gallons, it would be less costly per gallon to fill up. And that would be maybe the minimum size to operate this kind of a small refrigerator. Now, typically, the propane companies don't want to deliver less than 200 gallons of propane. So, I think that, and propane tanks have gotten expensive, over a dollar a gallon for the tank. So, it used to be that, well, 17 years ago, I bought a 500-gallon propane tank for $400. It was reconditioned. It was nicely painted, new valving, new everything. It worked beautifully. It was an old tank, though, but it looked brand new. And that was delivered. Then I bought another one. It was $500. Then I bought another one. It was $600. So they kept going up in price. Now, a good used tank, I think we were looking at around $2,000. And, you know, the longer Biden's in play, the more they're going to cost. So this is a great solution for refrigeration that has a minimum of complexity, absolute minimum of it. And it's simply a thermostat and a flame. That's pretty much it. And a gas valve. So I think it's a great idea. And the reason I bought one is because I wanted to have one should the electricity be not available. And I bought it used. You know, I buy everything used. It was very inexpensive. And nobody wanted it. It's amazing how many things that I think are great that people can't wait to get rid of. Like agitating washing machines. They can't wait to get that new front load one. And what they don't realize with the front load one, now think about this, class. I mean, I'm off on a tangent here, but it's another lesson from 5 Minute University. Those front load washing machines need to do the same thing, or have done to them the same thing that you do with a top load washing machine. That is, when you're done washing the clothes, you open the lid and you leave the lid open, right? To let it air out. Well, you have to do the same thing with the front load. But when you open the front load door, it's in the way. It's in the way, when, like people have them in their kitchen, and they leave the front door open so that mold doesn't grow in the washing machine. But the door's in the way, and they walk into the door. What an idiotic thing, right? What's wrong with the top load? You know, you don't have anywhere near the number of leaks with the top load washer that you have with a front load washer. But, you know, it's not so cool having a top load washer. It's just that they work real well, the ones with the agitators. So, Gwyneth, those are my thoughts. I think you're going to use more electricity than you thought you would be using with powering this RV refrigerator, you know, 12 volts. I think you can use way more than you thought.
Yeah. I want to know, is the ammonia refrigerant in these fridges typically flammable?
No. Nope, it is not. And I've never seen one leak. I've never heard of one leaking. Now, this technology has been around for like 100 years. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
These ammonia refrigeration systems, nothing new about them.
Yeah.
And they work really, really well.
This is a small unit, by the way. It only has a capacity of between 2 and 3 square feet, cubic feet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But
right.
It's a small unit, and it's a chest type. So instead of having it standing upright and you, open the door, it sits like a chest fridge. And the idea is that, it's designed for the Aussie bloke. It's built in Australia. And for him to put on the back of his ute or his farm truck or in his fishing boat, and for him to put beer in there on the way in, and for him to put things like bits of kangaroo and fish on the way home. That's, I guess, that people in America could probably relate, but it's probably the species of wildlife might change. But this is designed for the good old boys, which is designed to be simple, you know, and designed to be rugged. And I like it. And there's actually a lot more demand for them here in Australia than what there is in the U.S. When they come up for sale, you've got to be really quick, because if you delay at all, it's going to be gone. And they typically sell here in Australia for somewhere between $150 and even for a real beaut one, you might pay $400 for it. That's for a really big one that is, you know, got all the bells and whistles that people like. But my one's not got all the bells and whistles that people like. It's just an old camping fridge that came out of somebody, as we say in this country, caravan, which is the
camping. Okay, so here's what you need to think about. If it has not been connected to propane and the line for the propane tank is open, you want to make sure that you don't let any of the dust that might have accumulated on the fitting to the tank get into the orifice, because it'll plug up the orifice. So be really careful about dust. I'm talking about a grain of sand will shut it down. So be very, very careful about the cleanliness when you hook this thing up, if you decide to do it. I think it's a great idea. I really do. And I would experiment with it outside first to make sure that you don't have any leaks. And how do you find out if you have any leaks in propane? Well, the bubble method. That works pretty well.
On 12 volt.
Okay, well, then you don't have to worry about it. You can put it inside, do whatever you'd like. But I have a feeling, Gwyneth, that this thing, because it's an ammonia system, it likes to run like 18 hours a day. And we only have 5 hours of sunlight a day here. Strong sunlight. Mm-hmm. We have more sunlight than that. But shining directly on the solar panels to produce a sufficient amount of current, about 5 hours a day. So your refrigerator is probably going to, unless you're going to move your solar panels and keep them aimed at the sun all day, you're probably going to have about 5 hours of runtime and using a lot of current to run this refrigerator on 12 volts DC. And the reason is that the heat source, this ammonia evaporative refrigeration system requires a heat source to get it running. So that could be a flame in propane. It could be a resistive element, like a toaster element, with 220 or 240 or 120 volts AC, or a resistive element running on 12 volts DC. But a resistive element is like the greatest single consumer of wattage of electricity that I can think of, other than an electric motor. So it's going to use a sufficient amount of current compared to what you think it might use. And I've done this. I have tried to run a refrigerator on a solar panel in Virginia many, many years ago, like 20-something years ago. And what I found out was that with a couple hundred watts of panels and big tractor-trailer truck batteries, I could not generate enough electricity with two 100-watt panels and store it in truck batteries to run a refrigerator. The panels did not have the generation capacity, even in bright sunlight, to do it. So now I know you have a smaller refrigerator than I was experimenting with, but I have a feeling it's going to be tough. But you can be the judge of that, of course. It's certainly worth experimenting with, but you may end up switching to propane.
I'll give it a go.
It doesn't cost anything to give it a go.
That's right. The other thing that I've been doing is I'm actually really blessing God, because they've got a saying locally around here in the area where I live, and that is that if you get the break before Easter, that means it's going to be a good year. Okay. We got our first rainfall of about 10 millimetres. I think it was Good Friday, last week. And we had some follow-up rain today of about another 10, 15 millimetres. So that is, the soil's looking wet. We're starting to get some green growth happening. And I planted about 800 broad bean seeds this afternoon after I finished building the smokehouse. I put the door on the smokehouse this afternoon, and then I went and planted 800 broad bean seeds. I'd like to talk about that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And class, if you'd like to look at her books, they're available on Amazon. And you can just type in on the search bar on Amazon, Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S, and you'll find her books, and you can buy them right then and there. Or you can contact her directly at her email address, which is gwyneth@usaprepares.com, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at usaprepares.com. Gwyneth@usaprepares.com. Gwyneth, there are a couple of things that you want to talk about planting, and you want to talk about the Mongols on horseback.
Yes. Yes. You know, people really underestimate the Asians. They really, really do. And especially China. And China has this nation just to the north of them. An ambiguous relationship with over several thousand years, and that's Mongolia. And at the moment, the Chinese and the Mongolians, that could change. But they're not the same people. There have been times when the Mongols have come in and raped and pillaged China. And so the Chinese, I wouldn't say they 100% trust the Mongols, but at the moment they're working with them. And the Mongols are the best horsemen, I think, that you will ever see on the earth. That possibly the Cossacks might be as good, but the Mongols are up there. And they the Chinese have this, the Chinese have done something which is very, very clever. And that is that they have maintained their national military horse breeding program. And that's something that the United States has not done. Britain has maybe a few dozen, maybe up to 100 or a few hundred horses in its cavalry. Australia, the last, since the year 2000, has killed over 20,000 of its national cavalry horses, which are running around in the outback, which are called whalers. They went out and they got a helicopter and they got a man with a marksman, a sniper, in this helicopter, and they went out and shot over 20,000 of our cavalry horses, which were wandering around in the outback. That's disgusting. I have one of those, not one of those, but one of that breed on my farm, and that's my Lily. And she's a whaler cross. The whalers are, in my humble opinion, the best cavalry horses in the world. But the Chinese have got they've got a lot of horse ranches. They're a big country. But there's one in particular horse ranch, and I think it's called Shengjin Horse Ranch, and they have 10,000 cavalry horses wandering around breeding on this massive horse ranch. 10,000 cavalry horses and one horse ranch. And this horse ranch is owned by the People's Liberation Army. That's who owns it, Chinese government army. And that means that it doesn't matter what happens with the fossil fuels. It doesn't matter if all the technology in the whole world goes to the great big barbecue pit in the floor. It doesn't matter, because the Chinese will still be a military force to be contended with. And they are coming for the rest of the world. They are going to take it over for a time. And you're an idiot if you don't take them seriously. And if you think that they've got 10,000 cavalry and they haven't got the riders to ride them, who are bowmen, who can shoot a bow and arrow through a basketball from a galloping horse, You're not aware.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Today, the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing the strongest ever vehicle emission standards projected to avoid nearly 10 billion tons of CO2 emissions. The new pollution rules would work by forcing automakers to ensure that each year, between 2027 and 2032, the total emissions of their vehicles puts out less emissions every year. General Motors, Ford, and Volvo have pledged to sell only zero-emission cars by 2035. That's quite a commitment, considering roughly 6% 10% of the new cars sold last year in the United States were EVs. In his first interview since being arraigned, former President Trump sat down with Fox News last night from his home in Florida.
Well, it was a horrible thing because I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. You look at even the pundits and the legal analysis, Greg Jarrett, all of these really talented people, they're saying he didn't do anything wrong.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
You've got your. Take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Guys, I just want to give you a heads up. I received an email, and the email address was one of our instructors' names, followed by the number 1, at hotmail.com. So his first name, his last name, the number 1, at hotmail.com. It really looks like his email address. And it says, subject, favor to ask. Regarding favor to ask, exclamation point. The body of the email is very simple. Sorry to bother you. Do you shop on ammo, the, and space N, like A-M-A-Z-O, space N. Almost like it's a typographical error, Amazon. Tony. Sorry to bother you. Do you shop on Amazon? Tony. Now, if Tony were to send me that email, it would say, I would have my name, you know, Vincent. It would say, thank you, Tony. But it didn't say thank you. It just said Tony. It didn't have my name. And I responded because I didn't know if it was him or not. So I said, Tony, please call me. Thank you. And the letter V as in Vincent. And then I got a response. I need to get an Amazon e-gift card for my niece. It's her birthday today. I tried purchasing them myself, but my card got declined. Could you get it on Amazon and have it sent to her email address? Let me know so I can provide you with her email address.
Damn.
So, you know, I'm toying with two things. One is, Tony, the FBI is on its way. You know, stay put, relax, the FBI is on its way. Or, I'll need to send it to her physical address. What is her physical address? I haven't decided what to do. But, class, this is a scam. Keep that in mind if you get one. The world is being taken over by parasites, plagiarists, homos, transvestites, liars, cheats, thieves. The mainstream media, the government, and corporations, and lawyers, and politicians. It's a mess. You can't believe anything that you see, read, or hear, including here on USA Prepares. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word your instructors say. Now, we have no malice in mind. We have no intent to deceive or obfuscate or confuse. We only tell the truth, but I'm saying don't believe us. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. And, Gwyneth, I have this theory I wanted to share with the class and you. And that is about Facebook Market. And that is about Facebook Marketplace. I have seen so many liars I've never seen that many in one place as in Facebook Marketplace. And here's what I'm saying, class. I wanted to buy a shed to convert it into a nice shed, to convert it into a bunkhouse for the campsite. And I found one. And I said to the guy, first, my new policies, I have one of these Facebook accounts, not to post look at me, but to buy things for the farm, use things. And there was a guy that had one, and the pictures didn't show everything I wanted to see. So I said, what are the dimensions? The guy didn't have a measuring tape. Imagine that. And he couldn't figure out how to measure it. And I said, so it looks like I'm going to have to bring some jacks. And it looked like it was about 8 feet wide, about 16 feet long. That was my estimate from pictures that really were hard to determine what was what. But it looked like it might work. And so I said, I'm going to have to bring a 26-foot trailer attached to a truck. And with a winch, I think we can pull it up. Is that right? He said, oh, yeah, my dad puts his tractor trailer in there, you know, in the backyard all the time. It's a big backyard. And I looked it up on Google Maps, and I couldn't, there's so many trees there, and it's in Springfield, Missouri, I couldn't see the backyard. So my son and I went. I brought a separate truck. My son brought, the gooseneck trailer. And we realized that the wires in the alleyway that you'd have to pull this thing into from the backyard, the wires, the telephone wires and the power lines were so low that the roof would hit the power lines and the telephone wires in the alley. It's a dirt alley. And I looked at this guy and I said, how do we get this out of here? And I looked at his front yard. Okay, so we could go between his house and neighbor's house. How wide is his backyard? 50 feet wide. We couldn't back the trailer in where he had this shed. We couldn't get it out of there. And I thought, okay, if we went out the front way, along the side of the house, maybe that would work. And I walked to his front yard, which is, you know, like another 50 feet. And there's a drop-off of 3 feet from his front yard to the sidewalk. It's like a raised yard and a lowered road. There's no way we could have gotten it out, so we left. Found another one a few days later. I said to the guy, may I call you to discuss the particulars? Sure. Call him up. I said, from the inside, it looks like there's some rot. Oh, no. It looks like there's discoloration around the perimeter. Is there rot there? Oh, no. You sure? Yeah. We get there, it's rotten all around the entire perimeter. Now, these people, I can't stand them. I can't stand these liars. So the new policy is, of course, we won't do any transactions with anyone we don't physically talk to on the phone. Forget these message back and forth. I'm not doing that. So then, what I figured out was these people, these Facebook types, they are the look at me on vacation, look at me on a trip, look at my new whatever, look at me and my dog. They embellish to a large extent who they are, where they are, what they're doing. You know, they weigh 50 pounds more than they say they weigh. I mean, you know, if they're looking for a date or something, you know, they misrepresent who they are, their job. They lie. So as a natural extension, when they go to sell something, they lie about that too. That's my take. That's my theory. Not all of us are like that. And I despise the people that are like that. But there's so many of them. And whenever I talk to someone who's actually honest on Facebook, they say, yeah, you're right. Facebook is a mess. It is filled with a bunch of liars, cheats, thieves, people who obfuscate, confuse, and are not concerned about wasting your time or your fuel or anything else. They'll set up an appointment and they won't show up. If they're buyers, they say, okay, I'll be there, and they don't show up. If they're sellers, they say, I'll hold it for you, and they sell it to somebody else before you get there. That's Facebook. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong, Vincent. And you know something, the world wasn't always like this. Because I read, from time to time I read fiction novels, okay? I also write them, but I like to read them. And the reason why is you can explore places and times that there's no way that you can ever get to, okay, like from previous centuries. And I especially like Robert Louis Stevenson. And there was, I can't remember if it was Robert Louis Stevenson or if it was another novelist. It may have been Les Miserables, it may have been another novel. But there was a fellow, I know what it was, I think it was actually Shane. A cowboy novel. And it might not have been that, you know. But in this novel, the whole plot of the novel was the man was accused of being a liar. And he was not a liar. He was telling the truth. And nobody believed him. And it destroyed his entire life. Because nobody trusted him, nobody would deal with him, and everybody, the whole of his local community thought that he was a liar, and he was just completely ostracized by everybody. because they all thought that he was a liar, and nobody realized that he was actually telling the truth. And at the end of the novel, it came out that he was the one that was telling the truth. And it was it was somebody else in the community that had slandered him and told all these lies about him and told everybody how he was a liar and all the rest of it. But it destroyed his life. And just to think, back in the day, if you were a liar, then you were found out, you might go and hang yourself. That's how serious it was, you know? That bearing false witness was something that was completely not tolerated. That people would just totally ostracize you. But that doesn't happen now because it's like, I'm not saying that this is my attitude. This is absolutely not my attitude. But I've heard people say, everybody tells lies sometimes. You know, and that's not true. Not everybody tells lies. Not everybody tells lies. And to these people, is telling lies like breathing to them? What, every time they open their mouth, something pops out that's not true? You know, and I've actually heard people say that. And you're right, Vincent, it's not acceptable. You know, and people, with myself, I've had an amazing life, and I tell people some of the things that's happened in my life, and they don't believe me, but it's absolutely true, because I don't tell lies.
You know, class, we have protocol here at USA Prepares. I'll tell you what it is when we come back. We're probably the only ones that have.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
No, class, USA prepares as a protocol. Set of a few rules. And let me tell you what they are. Number one is we tell the truth. Number two, no profanity. Now, if it slips, an instructor is told, don't do that. If it continues, the instructor's on vacation. The third is we behave like ladies and gentlemen. And the fourth is we show up for class. And of course, it goes without saying that there needs to be preparation for class. You need to actually have material that is cogent, that is relevant, that is a lesson that can be absorbed by the students and the instructors if they're in class. It has to be relevant. It has to be applicable. So that's the protocol. And who developed that? Yours truly. And I have to tell you that I haven't told this protocol to all of your instructors. I've never said to Gwyneth, y'all best be telling the truth. Y'all best show up. Okay? I haven't said it to Kathy. I haven't said it to Kyle. I haven't had to. Now, if you contrast that with other broadcasts, profanity flies. The information is not accurate. There are broadcasters who believe we've gone to the moon, got off, walked around, got back in the spacecraft and came home. There are broadcasters that have taken the jab on networks that say that COVID is fake fraud, and to use their term, BS. That doesn't jive well with me. Now, I have said that I will not allow, this is me saying this, nobody told me to say this, I will not allow someone to put our students in danger, in harm's way. I will not allow someone to say, oh, you can just go run around and you won't get COVID, don't worry about it, it's fake fraud and BS, because it's not true. COVID is real. It's a bioweapon. And the jab, in my opinion, is a bioweapon. And I'm not the only guy that said that. So, our mission here at USA Prepares is to provide lessons, teach based on firsthand experience, things that we've learned, things that we are willing to share at no compensation to us for teaching. We just feel that it's something that we've had a presence tell us that this is something that we should do. I've asked every instructor, have you felt some kind of a presence telling you that you should be teaching here with us at USA Prepares? Every single one. Everyone has said yes. And there are instructors of different belief systems, different faiths, different races, different national origins here at USA Prepares. And frankly, I haven't met most of them in person. And we all feel the same way. We really do. That's who we are. And what I find fascinating is that there is no major network that would pick us up. NBC, CBS, ABC, BBC, CNN. None of them has said, y'all talk about a lot of really important things. Could we rebroadcast your programming? Not one. Not one. And I've talked to potential, we can call them experts, that have businesses that I'd like them to share their perspective. They won't even come on the air with us. We must be radioactive in the world of media, in the world of radio. We must be radioactive. No one wants to touch us. The only network that does want to work with us is Genesis Communications Network. And they've never told us what to say or what not to say. Ever. I just wanted to share that with you, class. That's the reality. That's where we are today. And we try to tell you what's happening, what's relevant, make it pertinent, and teach lessons that maybe you can't use them right this second, but down the road, I think you can use them. Gwyneth, any quick comments?
Yeah, all I need to say is people need to get a vegetable garden and some chicken. Because
absolutely.
I think that things are going to go downhill really, really quickly from now on. That's just my gut feeling.
Yeah, and the United States and other countries have, we have special forces in Ukraine right now. And our administration is saying, no, we don't have anyone on the battleground. Really? Special forces are there and we're not on the battleground? What are they doing there?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.